Kiddushin, Yoshami, Kothwen, Degudushin, Bavli, Daphne, and Dalad. We begin in the Yoshami on Daphachov Tef, Amad Aleph, on the second last line with the word B'masa Sheni. Now we learned in the Mishnah B'masa Sheni of Meir taught that if a person used B'masa Sheni for Kiddushin, whether it was Shoigeg, inadvertent, or whether it was Mezer, which is intentional, she is not Mekudeshes. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said the reason that when he was Makadesh B'Shoigeg with Masa Sheni, it's not a valid Kiddushin is because he doesn't wish to break a Torah law. So he would not be Makadesh her had he known that it was Masa Sheni. Now, as for the case of the two cases in the Mishnah of Masa Sheni B'Shoigeg and Hekdesh B'Shoigeg, neither is a valid Kiddushin. One of them is because he wouldn't want to transgress the Torah, and one is because he would not want it either. Amar B'Yoina, Hekdesh le'alsa al daitoi, u'Masa Sheni le'alsa al daito. Which one is it? Says Rabbi Yoina, concerning Hekdesh, he wouldn't want to transgress, but she wouldn't mind because she's receiving something. And concerning Masa Sheni, she wouldn't want it because then she would be required to take the produce to Yerushalayim, but he wouldn't mind to use it for Kiddushin. Amar bi Avin, Hekdesh le alsa al yad daitoi vle alsa al daito. Masa Sheni le alsa al daitoi vle al daito. Says Rabbi Avin, concerning Hekdesh, neither would want to benefit from Hekdesh. So, and concerning Masa Sheni, he wouldn't mind using it, but she wouldn't want to use it because then she would have to take it to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Padaya, Hekdesh mezed yotze lechulin b'loi pidyon. Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Padaya, said, the reason she is mekudeshes if he used Hekdesh b'mezed intentionally is because Hekdesh can become chulin even without giving redemption money. Ask the Gemara question from a brayza, v'atani b'shkaga prat lemezed. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perk Hei, Pasuk Tezvav, if a person commits treachery and sins unintentionally from Hashem's holy things, and this excludes if it was done b'mezed. And the Gemara answers, Hadar da'at amar l'choymesh or l'korban halatzeis moitzi. This exclusion of mezid is from paying the extra fifth and from being a korban, but b'mezid it does become chulin. Reb Chama bar Ukva v'shem Reb Yosef bar Chanina, miyot shlomim yotzin l'chulin b'lei pidyon. Reb Chama bar Ukva, quoting Reb Yosef bar Chanina, said, it excludes shlomim that if you did it b'mezid, they do become chulin without redemption. Ask the Gemara from a brayza v'hatani mikadche v'lei kol kadche. The pasuk earlier said from means some of Hashem's holy things, but not all of Hashem's holy things. And the Gemara answers, Hadar dat amar lechoymesh or lekorban halatzeis moitzi. This exclusion is from paying the extra fifth and from bringing a korban, but it does not. But it in fact does become chulin.